Friday, November 13, 2020. O God, open our lips,
and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
we praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle, the first song of Isaiah. Surely it is God who saves me.
I will trust in him and not be afraid.
For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense.
And he will be my savior.
Therefore you shall draw water with rejoicing
from the springs of salvation.
And on that day you shall say,
give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name.
Make his deeds known among the peoples.
See that they remember that his name is exalted.
Sing the praises of the Lord, for he has done great things.
And this is known in all the world.
Cry aloud, inhabitants of Zion, ring out your joy.
For the Great One in the midst of you
is the Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the Holy Spirit, come to us and among us. Come as the wind and cleanse us. Come as the fire and burn. Come as the dew and refresh. Convict, convert, and consecrate many hearts and lives to our great good and to your greater glory. And this we ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen. Psalm 90, verses 1 through 8 and 12. 4,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, you mortals. 4,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. You sweep them away, they are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed, in the evening it fades and withers. For we are consumed by your anger, by your wrath we are overwhelmed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. So teach us to count our days, that we may gain a wise heart. 4,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 16, verses 8 through 21. The fourth angel poured his bowl on the sun, and it was allowed to burn people with fire. The people were burned with intense heat, and they cursed the name of the God who had power over these plagues. But they didn't change their hearts and lives and give him glory. The fifth angel poured his bowl over the beast's throne, and darkness covered its kingdom. People bit their tongues because of their pain, and they cursed the God of heaven because of their pain and sores but they didn't turn away from what they had done. Then the sixth angel poured his bowl on the great river Euphrates. Its water was dried up so that the way was ready for the kings from the east. Then I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come from the dragon's mouth, the beast's mouth, and the mouth of the false prophet. These are demonic spirits that do signs. They go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for battle on the great day of God the Almighty. Look, I'm coming like a thief. Favored are those who stay awake and close so that they don't go around naked and exposed to shame. The spirits gathered them at the place that is called in Hebrew, Armageddon. Then the seventh angel poured his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out from the temple, from the throne, saying, "It is done." There were lightning strikes, voices, and thunder, and a great earthquake occurred. The earthquake was greater than any that have occurred since there have been people on the earth. The great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. God remembered Babylon the Great, so that he gave her the wine cup of his furious anger. Every island fled, and the mountains disappeared. Huge hailstones weighing about 100 pounds came down from heaven on the people. They cursed God for the plague of hail, because the plague was so terrible. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced: deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us, to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Sarah Peters. Sarah Peters was one of the early Methodists in London, a soul friend of John Wesley. He wrote an account of her last weeks of life as a model and inspiration for believers. She visited prisons often and would sing hymns, read scripture, and pray. In October 1748, she visited those sentenced to death for theft. Friends urged her not to go, as typhus was raging at the prison. But she insisted meeting with that group for 3 weeks until their execution. All were converted. Shortly after, Sarah contracted the fever and died after 10 days of illness. Collect for Sarah Peters. Gracious God, By the holy example of Sarah Peters, you have drawn us more deeply into the mystery of your way with the world. Grant that, as living members of the family of saints, we might be made perfect in love and join their ceaseless life of praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, from generation to generation. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayers for those who mourn. Gracious God, as your Son wept with Mary and Martha at the tomb of Lazarus, look with compassion this day on those who grieve. Give them the assurance of your presence now and faith in your eternal goodness, that in them may be fulfilled the promise that those who mourn shall be comforted. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Prayers for travelers. O God, Heavenly Father, whose glory fills the whole creation and whose presence we find wherever we go, preserve those who must travel in this time of pandemic. Surround them with your loving care. Protect them from every danger and bring them in safety to their journey's end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for heroic service. O Judge of the nations, we remember before you with grateful hearts the men and women of our country who in the day of decision ventured much for the liberties we now enjoy. Grant that we may not rest until all the people of this land share the benefits of true freedom and gladly accept its disciplines. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Colic of the week. O God, whose blessed Son came into this world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer for guidance. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with thy most gracious favor, and further us with thy continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in thee, we may glorify thy holy name. And finally, by thy mercy, obtain everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Colic for Friday. Almighty God, whose beloved Son willingly endured the agony and shame of the cross for our redemption, give us courage, we plead, to take up our cross and follow him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. I pray that God, the source of all hope, will infuse your lives with an abundance of joy and peace in the midst of your faith, so that your hope will overflow through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.